Howdy, neighbors. It's town and country time.
Riding down to Santa Fe, she met the baddest and I'm on the way. See that sun sinking low in the west, on the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, I hope it goes, gonna see a creature by the gal. Riding down to Santa Fe, riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Hi there, this is Private Mark Hamilton saying welcome to Town and Country Time, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with your local radio station. Town and Country Time features the best in country and folk music and, of course, the biggest stars. Music today by the Circle A Wranglers from 3rd Army Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. And the star of our show today, one of America's most promising country artists, PFC Baron Young.
Thank you, Mark. Now we have all the Circle A Wranglers gathered around now, and what do you say, let's get the show started off with a little ballad tune, Tattletale Tears. About time to bring a fella up on the show that I know you're all going to enjoy because he's a wonderful, wonderful singer. He's been doing real, real fine on RCA Victor, and it's really an honor to have him up on our show with us today. Speaking of none other than the wonderful boy, PFC Don Meehan. How you doing,
thank
Don?
You, Farron. Fine, real fine.
You're looking real wonderful. What are you going to sing for us today?
Well, Farron, what do you say we do a little tune that we did on Victor not too long ago, that little Seven Lonely Days?
That's fine. That's one of my favorites. I'm going to sit back over here, relax, and enjoy that mighty pretty singing.
Thank you. seven lonely days. I cried that for you. Oh, my darling, you're crying. There's no use in denying. I cried for you. It was your favorite pastime.
Thank you, Don Meehan. Thank you very much. It was real wonderful, fella. And you get back around and visit with us every chance you get. Won't you do it? Here's a very important word from Private Mark Hamilton.
Thank you, Farron. Ever stop to think about the meaning of a military salute? Soldiers call it a sign of recognition between men of an honorable profession. Some historians say that the military salute began when knights in armor, like Lohengrin, raised their helmet visors with their right hands to show friendliness. In our time, it has come to mean, among soldiers, a gesture of respect. Not for the individual himself, but for the uniform he wears and the nation it represents. And that's worth remembering next time you see a soldier in the uniform of the United States Army. Keep in mind what that uniform means. It's a visible symbol that he wears proudly. If he's a good soldier, a sign that he has begun to master one of the most honorable professions in man's history. A sign that he has joined the good company of generations and generations of American soldiers who've done man-sized jobs in the defense of our beliefs. He's a man to respect, and he deserves your salute. And more, if you can qualify, he deserves your help, because he needs more men to stand beside him in another stand for our principles. Visit your United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station tomorrow and find out how you can help him with a tough job he's doing well.
It's Private Roy Lund now and his three next steel guitar and a little bit of a Remington ride. Let everybody ride a little. PFC Roy Lund, that was some mighty fine steel guitar playing. I really enjoyed it. It's hymn time once again, and here's a hymn that to me is one of the most beautiful of them all. And for all you wonderful folks who wrote in, we hope you enjoy our version of These Things Shall Pass.
These things shall pass, and some great morning we'll look back and smile at heartaches we have known. So don't forget, when shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon his throne. The rose looks green at midnight, but the flame is just asleep, and still is strong because it knew a hammer and white heat. These things shall pass and life be sweeter. When love and faith are strong, they cannot long endure. shall pass, and some great morning we'll look back and smile at the heartaches we have known. So don't forget, when shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon his throne. A rose looks gray at midnight, but the flame is just asleep, and still is strong because it knew the hammer and white heat. These things shall pass and life be sweeter. When love and faith are strong, they cannot long endure.
Mark, I can tell by your cue board that it's about time for us to be sort of moving on out. So, Circle A Wranglers, what do you say, fellas? Let's all wrap it up and move on out and say a great big thanks to the folks for letting us visit with them today. Until the next time, yours truly, PFC Fair and Young, speaking for the entire gang, saying so long, and thanks ever so much for listening.
Riding down to Santa Fe, soon I hit the valley, then I'm on my way. See that sun sinking low in the west, on the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old Kenzo, gonna see a preacher by the gas. Riding down to Santa Fe, riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Town and Country Time is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army and United States Air Force Recruiting Service in cooperation with your local radio station. Our stars today, PFC Farron Young and the Circle A Wranglers, appeared on the show through the courtesy of the Commanding General, 3rd Army, Atlanta, Georgia. Town and Country Time is produced and directed by Major Joseph Chigande. This is Private Mark Hamilton speaking, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself. We'll be right back.